program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and green-thumbed Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. I didn't think I was going to get in here on time today.
I know. You just literally raced in the door, didn't you?
I did. I was working in the yard.
I know. I posted on Facebook this morning, Carmela Cierzo said, where does she find the time? And I said, that's funny because you're out there skimming the pool as we speak. So, yes, you are busy. And your backyard, for those of you who haven't seen the pictures of Elisa's one small section of her backyard, her whole every area of the yard has something unique about it and is indicative of all of the work that she puts into it. But you put pictures up of what we call the sanctuary.
Yes, and I just put one little brief picture of the pink roses. I have yellow and also red, so I need to post some pictures of those too. That was just a little snapshot that I thought was pretty.
And in about a month, you'll be able to post pictures of the butterfly bushes. You have two bushes that grow to about 12 feet tall that attract nothing but butterflies.
Butterflies and hummingbees, yeah. I mean, hummingbirds.
Yeah, very, very cool. And so we'll be able to show pictures of those pretty soon as well. We've got a great show planned for you today. We're also going to do an interview today. I hope I pronounce his name correctly. I'm going to take an attempt at it now, and he'll correct me later, but Adelfo Cereme Jr. is going to be on the show and he's going to present himself as one of the superhumans in our audience today.
He looks great. His photos are awesome.
Amazing. And the guy's in a wheelchair. So those of us who complain about, I can't get to the gym and this and that's in my way, think about Adelfo next time you are complaining about why you can't do the things you need to do for your body.
Right.
So we're going to have him on after the first break. But before that, I have to talk about something that Elisa brought to my attention, and that is that Starbucks wants us to drink our way to being diabetic. These Starbucks drinks have always baffled me. People go in, they have all the fancy names. Well, I'll have a caramel macchiato with soy milk and half lecithin, and they rattle off all this stuff, and they act like they're buying something that's really healthy and really good for them. But these drinks are just laden with like 10 to 20 teaspoonfuls of sugar.
Well, you mentioned the caramel macchiato, but the white chocolate mocha is really worse than the caramel macchiato. How do you pronounce
macchiato,
that? Macchiato. Yeah. The white chocolate mocha for a venti, it has 2% milk in it.
Venti, which is 20 ounces. Okay.
It has 74 grams of sugar in it.
So divide that by 4, okay? So 40, it's almost 20 teaspoons of sugar. Imagine taking 20 teaspoons of sugar, dumping them in a cup, add whatever you care to, water, coffee, whatever, and drinking that.
And in notations it says, without whipped cream. What if you put whipped cream on that,
Yeah, whipped cream does have some sugar in it as well, unless they're using pure whipped cream without sugar in it.
Well, I doubt if Starbucks is. Yeah. I don't know. They could be.
And people wonder why they crash in the afternoon and need something like five-hour energy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But who would go and order that and drink that?
I know people who did. I know. Unfortunately,
it has 78 grams of carbs in it.
I can tell you right now, that white mocha, they have a chocolate version also, don't they?
They have a hot chocolate.
No, they have a chocolate, a double chocolate mocha or something like that. Do you see that on the list there by any chance?
I see vanilla latte, cafe mocha. I don't see that one you're talking about.
Well, maybe it is the vanilla. Maybe it is the vanilla mocha. But I know a lot of children that order that. Their parents go in for a cup of coffee and the kid goes, I'll have a vanilla mocha, you know, whatever, and kids are drinking those.
Well, even yet, the 2% hot chocolate, the venti, it's got 62 grams of sugar in it.
I mean, that's 15. easily 15 teaspoons of sugar. And the caramel macchiato, you said, has what?
78.
Caramel macchiato has...
Oh, I'm sorry. The caramel macchiato.
I think you said that has less, but it's still like 10.
It has... The sugars on that is 39.
So that's just round up to 40. That's 10 teaspoons of sugar. You might as well just drink a can of Pepsi Cola and admit to yourself that you're drinking nothing but sugar.
Well, I just think that they need to post what you're drinking.
Oh, of course. I mean, Howard Schultz would never want people to realize, hey, here's a cup of 20 teaspoons of sugar and some other stuff.
I actually did pick this menu of the calories and the carbs and everything that's listed. I picked that up at Starbucks.
Yeah, where was it?
It was like over on the side where you can get the...
Not right at the counter where you pick your food up, right?
No, it was over on the side. I was in there getting some green tea one day and I picked this up.
So they're putting this out there, but they're not putting it, quote unquote, out there.
Exactly. And it's not posted anywhere. I mean, it takes a little effort to pick it up and read it. And the writing is so small, you have to use a magnifying glass.
Yeah. And to those of you who are personal trainers like Alex Wapretsky and those guys, you know, you need to start asking your clients, by the way, when you go to Starbucks, what do you buy? Are you just getting a cup of coffee and adding some artificial sweetener or even some sugar to it, which generally is just going to be one or two teaspoons of sugar?
Even better, honey. Add honey to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they do have honey available. Now, whether it's pure honey, you have to read the label.
I've been actually using Manuka honey as my pre-workout carbohydrate recently. Yeah. And I feel like I can really definitely muscle through my workouts more with a little bit of carbohydrates in me before I train.
Well, that's good.
Because don't forget, I'm doing breathing squats followed by farmer's walks, and then I do a whole upper body routine after that. All push-pull work, back and forth, no rest.
Now you get a clue of how I feel when I'm in the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was inspired by you to work harder. So there you go. But I am having some pre-workout carbs right now. I'm experimenting with Manuka honey, which I got from Dr. Rouse.
You know, I looked at Manuka honey at Whole Foods. It was $38.
I want to say this. We have a friend who's going to be a bee charmer. We're going to have him on the show.
Right.
Wade.
Wade.
But I told Wade, you need to import the Manuka trees from Australia and New Zealand into Kentucky and plant them all around your beehive so that you can have a U.S. version of Manuka honey. Anybody out there who's a bee charmer needs to start planting Manuka trees here in the United States in climates where they will live, because we need Manuka honey here.
That Manuka honey is good.
Did you like the taste? Doesn't it taste like vitamin B? Mm-hmm. It has a like strong vitamin B flavor to it.
Thank you, Dr. Rouse, for the Manuka honey.
There you go. So.
Did you see what he posted today about the research bees stolen from scientists trying to test effects of pesticides?
Yeah, because they're trying to find out what's killing the honeybees, right?
Right.
And so they had all these honeybees in a laboratory, and all of a sudden, someone broke in and stole the bees.
Yes.
Now,
isn't that bizarre?
Now, those of you who are thinking, well, it's probably Greenpeace because they wanted to set the bees free, you have to remember that they're trying to get to the root of what's killing all the honeybees. So they are going to end up sacrificing a few honeybees in the process.
This was at the Center for Neurosciences at Dundee University in Scotland.
Okay. And so someone breaks in and steals the honeybees.
Right.
Who would benefit from not knowing what's killing the honeybees but companies that manufacture these pesticides?
Well, Monsanto, as Dr. Rouse pointed out.
Monsatan. I want to, the way we call the Wizard of Oz, we should always now refer to Monsanto as Monsatan. Start calling them Monsatan and let your friends know what you think of them in one word, Monsatan. For a better, what's their slogan on public radio for a ecologically sounder future in agriculture or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Monsatan. There you go. We actually have to take our first commercial break.
Already?
Yeah, I know. Moves fast. When we come back, we're going to have Adelfo Sarime. He's probably going to correct me on how to pronounce his name when he's on the air, and I'll take that. We're going to have him on the show. We want to talk to him. He is what, in my opinion, what exemplifies in our audience the core of being superhuman. My goal is to have a superhuman audience We will be the only ones left when the rapture occurs because we will be strong enough to withstand the sucking wind that's going to suck us off the earth. They'll just be a planet of superhumans and we'll be happy and live in complete physical fitness forever.
Without Monsanto.
Without Monsatan. Monsatan goes first. They have to go first. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Should I stay or should I go? You say that you are mine. I'll be here till the end of time. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I'm searching for superhumans. I've got a project that I'm working on. I need to find people in my audience that exemplify the superhuman lifestyle. And recently in the last show, we did Casual Friday on Monday, right, Elisa? That's what we did.
Yes, that was casual.
And I asked for people to post on my Facebook anything that they feel the show has done for them to help them reach superhuman status, post pictures, anything that I could use for this project. That's okay. And the first person to post was my next guest, Adelfo Cerami. Did I pronounce it right, Adelfo?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Now, one of the things, immediately when I saw your post, first of all, it was very touching what you wrote about the show and so on and so forth. But the first thing that people must realize about you is that you not only are completely shredded, completely ripped, completely muscular, but you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to play too much on that, but I just want to find out real fast, how did you end up in a wheelchair? How old are you?
I am 28. I ended up in a wheelchair probably about, sometimes I don't even really keep track, but I'd say maybe four. It was in November 10, 2005, so I'd say maybe that's like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. What happened?
And it was, I was young, dumb, and just, you know, made the wrong choices and just, you know, more of a, you know, kind of, I was the passenger, but me and a buddy of mine were just out drinking and, you know, just like I said, just being dumb and silly and, you know, wrong mistake, and ended up, I got ejected out of my vehicle about 25 feet. Well, first my car fell off the cliff.
Oh.
And then I got ejected from the back of my vehicle about 25 feet, and then just how I broke my back is I slammed into a tree.
Oh.
My back just slammed into a tree, and then that's how I broke my back.
Wow. Okay, so by the grace of God, many of us have been in car accidents. We've had incidents. Recently, I fell down a flight of stairs that should have killed me. I got lucky, but you ended up not being as lucky, let's say, right? So most people in your situation would be like, my life sucks now. What am I supposed to do with myself? I'm young, blah, blah, blah. But that's not you, is it?
No, I mean, you know, I like everybody else, they go through their phase. And I remember I was in the hospital, and I remember this is where I kind of, like, had to make my choice. And I don't know, some people, I know other people in other chairs, they always, everybody goes through the same phase. And I kind of reached mine a little earlier where, I mean, everyone goes through it who goes through a disability, like especially spinal cord injury, where they'll hit a crossroads where they'll have to decide whether, hey, you got to go one way or the other. Either I'm just going to dig myself a deeper hole and just, you know, keep being depressed and do nothing about it, or I could, you know, be a man about it and, excuse me, or I could pick this way, be a man about it, you know, and play what cards I was dealt and go this way. And I remember when the doctor, like, I woke up from my mini coma that I was in, the doctor kind of just was hovering above me, and I remember my first thing was just like, you know, like, will I be able to walk again? And he tells me, you know what, chances are pretty grim. And then I remember I had no words to say. I remember I just broke down and started crying and you know, because before this I depended a lot on my physical, like, you know, my, like, anything physical. I used to be a firefighter before, so I used to have nice legs, and I used to depend a lot on, you know, just everything. It was my to make money, you know, just physical. Because I never went to college, which I'm doing now, but back then I just really, my mind state was, you know, I didn't.
Use your body. Depend on your body.
Yeah, use my physical.
Be physical, right.
Yeah, I was always an athletic kid and, you know, physical, and I was dependent. You know what, I don't need to go to college. I'll, you know, do something like construction or whatever. And my case was, you know, like I did like forest firefighting and, you know, did a lot, just used a lot of my legs. And like, long story short, I broke down just, you know, crying all day and, you know, just didn't know what was going to become of me. And then later on that night when everybody left, my parents, family, and it was just me by myself in the bed, hospital bed, I remember I grabbed a mirror and one of those hospital mirrors and just looked at myself in the mirror. And I talked to myself, and I know it sounds crazy, but I remember, hey, I talked to myself. I said, you know what? This is, you know, this is what the Lord has given you. You know, this is, you know, this is His will, and this is what it is. And, you know, He said, I told myself, you know, either you're going to dig yourself a deeper hole and be depressed, and by doing that, that's not going to cause anything. You're not going to get better. You're not going to, you know, you're just going to make yourself, put yourself in a worse state of mind. And, you know, either said, I just told myself, I looked in the mirror, I said, you know, you're going to man up, and you're going to take this like a man, step up to the plate, and just go with, you know, try to make the best of it. And I kind of used it as a challenge to, you know, to see what obstacles, to how far I could, you know, how could I, you know, surpass my limits of being in a chair. So that's how I kind of took it as a challenge.
Elisa's crying.
Well, I'm not crying. I have tears
in
my eyes.
Yeah, you have tears in your eyes. You do. She got all teared up when you were telling your story. You know, did you have an epiphany moment? A lot of people have that moment where even though you, like, looked in the mirror and you said, look, I'm going to man up, I'm going to do it, you got to make that emotional connection and then not look back anymore. Was there ever an epiphany once you got out of the hospital? Did you realize, like, something happened and you thought to yourself, man, I can have a full life and be very happy. Like, why am I worried? Did you ever have one of those moments?
It actually started when I was when I started getting into bodybuilding.
Mm.
That's when I actually had my epiphany, and it's still success. I got out of the hospital. I mean, I had my ups and lows, but still my mental state was still trying to as a challenge. And then but when I got into bodybuilding, you know, that was when my epiphany was like, man, like, you know, like I came to a point like just kind of full circle where it's like, you know what, like I know, like, I don't know, like, you know, I'm not trying to bring religion in here. I don't know other people's
beliefs. No, bring spirituality. Okay.
But,
spirituality,
you know,
is important.
My thing is, you know what? Like, all this stuff around us here is material from everything, you know? Like,
Even our bodies.
Yeah, our bodies, material. And eventually, you know, I know that, you know, this world here is whatever. I'm trying to do the best that I can.
Right, and when this world is over.
Yeah, when this world is over, I know that. You know, like this, you know, I don't have to worry about my legs and, you know, anything like that. You know, so I came to the full circle. It's like, you know what? I just tell myself I could do anything the next man can do, just minus the walking. And, you know, I'm happy. I don't need, like, it doesn't really, sometimes I forget that I'm paralyzed just because, like, I'm so focused on just, like, physical fitness and people, like, you know, like the aura that I present around people is just, I don't let it be known. That
right. People don't walk around feeling sorry for you because of,
yeah,
of course, the energy that you put out there. Right.
Exactly. And I think that was my biggest issue too, is just because I never wanted people to ever. And I think that's how also, like, you know, like how bodybuilding has helped me, because I, you know, like, or just staying physically fit, you know, because when I walk into like a room or some establishment, you know, like I always make, you know, every time I go out,
do you realize what you just did? Do you realize what you just said?
What's that?
You said, when I walk into a room, I love that, man. I love that, what you just said.
Oh,
because think about it. You didn't like, it's like, look, you walk your way, I walk my way. When I walk into a room, I love that. I love that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I just realized I did say that. I guess it's just subconscious.
I love it. Yeah, man. Hey, more power to you. I love that. I just want to point it out to the audience, that you're only constrained by your interpretation of life.
Yep, that's right.
That's wonderful. This is beautiful, man. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's talk about bodybuilding. So how long have you been bodybuilding now?
I started in, I'd like to say, early 2009.
Okay. And you're ripped to shreds, bro. I mean, your picture of you, now, did you compete? When did you compete last? Or when was that competition that's your profile picture on Facebook?
Oh, this one was a month ago, on April 5th, April 16th.
Now, there's a couple. I met a guy at the Arnold one year who.
I know who you're talking about. It's probably either Victor or Victor. Nick Scott.
Victor.
Oh,
were you inspired by guys like that?
That's how I actually got into it, just because I was, you know, like I said, before I got hurt, I was really competitive, you know, and, you know, with football and all that stuff. And after I got hurt, I was looking for more of I just wanted to find my competitive edge again. And I was looking for an outlet, you know, with wheelchairs. And at first I was looking into wheelchair rugby, but it was only for neck injuries. And they said I couldn't play and there was no league. So I was like, oh, and so I started looking for something else, and, you know, I wasn't really into, like, wheelchair tennis, so I kind of just YouTubed everything, and I just saw a bunch of these just ripped jack guys just, you know, like, strolling on stage in wheelchairs, and I was like, you know what, I think I could do that. And that's where it began. I started, like, doing research and learning about dieting and everything.
I want to know a little bit about your training. I mean, we could probably do a whole show just about how you train, but obviously you're doing a lot of push-pull work, and that's what you focus on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you train back? Do you have to get out of the chair to train, or do you sit in the chair and train?
Some machine, like when I do, like, you know, like for my, when I do my pulls and for, you know, for like thickness of my back, I transfer to like to pull machines like hammer strength.
Mm.
You know, rows, and then when I do like my pull downs, I just kind of, you know, I stay in my chair because I just kind of have to just grab the bar and just pull it down.
Do you have do you have like a seatbelt on your chair so you can strap yourself down to it and keep yourself in place?
Yeah, actually, the heavier I have to go, like when I get a lot heavier in weight, I have to strap myself down because
I was going to say and take like a couple dumbbells maybe and throw them over the arms or something to keep the, to balance the, to so you have an equivalent amount of weight on the bottom as you do on the stack that you're pulling down.
You know that you know what? Now that you mention, I should try that. I never really thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, you could even take like a couple 25 or 45 pound plates probably and like lay them. In between the wheel and the chair, if you could balance them in there and just add that 90 pounds to this chair and then strap yourself to the chair so you can go heavier and heavier.
You know, I thank you for bringing that up. I should actually experiment and try that.
Let me ask you a question. There's a guy at one of the gyms that Elisa and I train at. Remember that when we go to Urban,
uh-huh.
And he's in a wheelchair, but he looks like he's very recently out of an accident. He's just recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what should I do as a gym member when I see a guy like that? Should I offer to help him on a machine? Should I just back away and not insult him? Is it insulting? Are you insulted when people go, "Hey, bro, you want me to help you with that?" You know,
that's a really touchy situation because some people are like, for me, I have really tough skin and I don't care if people, you know, want to offer. I mean, if somebody and I've had people do it, if somebody wants to sprint 10 feet and open the door for me, like, hey, be my guest. Like, I'll thank you, you know. But
right.
some people get offended when you just ask. So it just depends all on the
I guess it's just like in this day and age, you got to be careful if you try to open a door for a woman. Some of them are feminists. They get insulted by that. So I guess nowadays you have to even just ask somebody, hey, hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant, but you want me to do that for you? You want me to grab that for you and just see how they react, I guess?
There, I mean, I think that would be the best response. I mean, because I get it a lot, you know. Some people, hey, you want me to help you out? And I say, no, thank you. And then, you know, and that's fine. But then there's other guys I know or, you know, that I've heard stories of, you know, like they take it as an offense when somebody says, hey, you know, they'll be like, they'll get an attitude and they'll be like, hey, you know, like, if I needed it, I would have asked. And it's just, you know, it's kind of like, man, but, you know, I'm not like that. So, you know, I could care less if somebody wants to offer to help. I just think if somebody's just from the goodness of their heart trying to help. So, you know, I'm not going to knock somebody for trying to help.
Do you have a training partner, Adelfo?
No, just me.
Okay. Would you ever have a training partner? And if so, would it have to be someone who's also in a chair?
You know, it just depends. If I would have the training partner, it'd have to be somebody really, like, serious or maybe like a trainer, because if it was like just friends, I mean, I know where it ends up going. Let's BSing and
yeah, right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we get our sets done, but I don't know. I like working out by myself, and then if I really need the spot or something, I'll just, you know, just ask somebody.
Like anybody would, right?
Yeah, anybody, and just, you know, and just tell them, and then you know, I just use that, and then, you know, I like to just, you know, just work out by myself. I'm that way too.
I've tried training with partners, and I do prefer working out by myself. I know you do as well, right?
I do, yes.
Elisa gets annoyed if I work out with her, and if I'm not like moving fast, like she has to wait a second for me to do a couple more reps, she starts getting annoyed. She's like, you know, you're slowing me down. She goes, you're slowing me down.
Yeah, so. I like, you know, I try to keep my workouts, you know, under an hour and a half. And I know if I had the training part or somebody to work out with, it'd probably last longer just because of switching back and forth on and off. And, you know, I like to just put my head down and go.
Now, do you work?
You know, I actually just quit my job recently. I used to work for the Boys and Girls Club. And
cool.
But it just, I just kind of figured I wasn't really making forward progress. And I actually just made the choice. Like because I was going to school part-time and then going to work full-time and then at the same time training, and it was just taking a toll. I mean, last year I was in the hospital for almost, like, for all of 2010, I was almost bedridden for the whole year.
Wow.
And
was that due to surgeries or was that just due to
the accident? Yeah, it was a surgery I had in 2009, and it was for a pressure ulcer that I had, and something went wrong, something went wrong with the surgery where it got infected with a staph infection inside.
Oh,
and like, I didn't know it while I was training, but at this whole time it was inside and it just kind of drilled the hole, and eventually it drilled to the point where it already, like, like opened up, and I was like, oh shoot. And then, you know, the doctors, my surgeon was like, you know what, let it heal on its own and blah, blah, blah. So I tried to let it heal on its own for like almost 4 or 5 months, just laying on my stomach. And then, you know, but it still was infected with staph, so it really wasn't helping. So eventually he was like, oh, it's not working, let's just do surgery. And then, you know, had surgery, and then I had to wait another, you know, 12 weeks and then of being on my stomach. And then right after that, I just, you know, I missed competing so much that I just said, you know what, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was just like, you know, I mean, I just said, you know, I'm just going to start prepping for a show. And then I said, did it. And that's when I did the show on the recent picture that you saw.
You started training, I think I saw on your Facebook that you started training like in January, is that right?
Yeah, January. That was probably like a couple weeks after my doctor gave me the clearance that I could start sitting in my wheelchair again.
Do you drive?
Yes.
So you have special apparatus in the car?
Yeah. It's like a hand control. It's like there's different kinds, and I chose the one that's kind of like a stick shift one. It's a, you know, just a stick shift knob, so you just kind of pull for gas, push for brake.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, Adelfo, because
I'm
choking here right now. I have to take a break and cough for a couple seconds. I have terrible allergies that are plaguing me since I've moved back to Louisville. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. I have a couple more questions for Adelfo. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today, opresource.net. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print different from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Adelfo Cereme. We're talking about his training, his life, his core beliefs that lead him to being a superhuman. You're going to college now, huh, Adelfo? Oh, sorry about that. I had your mic off. You're going to college now?
Yeah, I'm continuing. Well, I've been. It's just I decided to just go like full time just because I'm almost a year away from, you know, getting my degree. So I figured, you know what, I'll just, you know, I mean, you know, working for the Boys and Girls Club.
What are you studying? What are you studying?
Nutrition science.
Oh, excellent. You think you'll become a personal trainer?
I already have my personal trainer certificate. This is more on the nutrition side. I kind of want to be a nutritionist, you know, kind of like a, you know, nutrition consultant, and eventually, you know, further my education, maybe, you know, go for a registered dietitian, something like that's further down the road. So,
what do you want people to know about you? As a summary of this interview,
man. As just a person, of physical fitness wise, you know, bodybuilding or
you as a person. What do you want people how do you want people to think about you when they think about you? And also, you can friend Adelfo by going on Facebook. It's Adelfo Cereme. Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Junior. Please friend him. What do you want people to know about you, to think about you when they think about your story? Do you want them to think about you as triumphant?
Not really. I mean, there's a lot of other guys that go through the same issues I'm going, and some even worse. And you know, that's why I really can't complain. Man, I just say a God-fearing dude, and just, you know, tries his best to just making this in this world, and that's about it, man. I really can't, you know, I just like to say, you know, just
you have a girlfriend?
No girlfriend.
You have any plans? Have a plans for any girlfriends?
Maybe I mean, if some serious, maybe down the road. I mean, I don't like, I'm just so like, you know, I'm just kind of trying to do me right now. I mean,
yeah.
I really, you know, I got school, you know, training, and sometimes, you know, when it's crazy, you know, when I talk to friends, it's like I get so caught up in just like training and everything, and just, you know, like I sometimes forget about, you know, hey,
everything.
There are pretty girls out in the world, yeah, but I'm pretty social. I go.
You're a handsome guy. I got to ask what nationality. I have a thought of what you are, but what nationality are you?
I am a Filipino.
Okay.
But that's what I thought you were.
I mean,
I get different things. I get Mexican sometimes.
No, I would have thought Filipino, especially when you started talking about religion. People from the Philippines are very, very religious. Most of them are Catholic. I know how to say something in Filipino.
What's that?
Kumusta kayo.
Oh, yeah. That's just, you know, how are you doing? Yeah.
That's a traditional greeting, right? There you go. Hey,
yeah.
Listen, Adelfo, good. You have a question?
No.
I want to thank you for coming on the air and talking about your life and sharing. I really believe that you epitomize what makes a superhuman. It's not about lifting heavy weight. It's not about reaching a certain specific goal that is set up by someone else. It's about doing the best that you can do with your body, with your mind, with your spirit, starting from where you are and making it the best that you can do, beating yourself every day, not somebody else. And I really think that you should be commended for what you've done. Inspiring.
Thanks,
inspiring.
I appreciate it.
You look great.
I'm honored to be in the show. I mean, I listen to you every day, and you know, I there's a lot of stuff that I just take in from your show and kind of see how I could apply it to my training and, you know, everything that, you know, I listen to. You know, I always try, you know, like even the raw foods. I was like, you know what, let me try some of that. You know, I mean, you know, just everything. You know, I always see how I could apply even like to my lifestyle and everything. And, you know, I mean, I'm still trying to find where I can find some raw milk, you know, but.
You're in Jersey, so. Right? You're in Jersey?
No, I'm in California. I was born in New Jersey, but I reside in California.
Oh, cool. Oh, you should be able to get it in California. I'll look and find. Where are you? Northern, middle,
Southern California. More like the Los Angeles area, yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely get raw milk over there. Altadena, I think, used to have it, but I'll look for you on one of the websites that I go to for the California Raw Milk Group, and I'll email you something next week.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hey, listen, Adelfo, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad to be on.
Stay in touch.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Amazing guy, huh?
Yes, very amazing.
You know, when we complain about our lives, you know, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, you know, then think about this guy.
Looking
in the mirror. I mean, it actually was touching to me when he was telling the story about how he was in the hospital all by himself. He was crying. It's like, you know, you're in your 20s. You can't walk anymore. It's like so many of us would have just been like bitter about life.
He seems, you know, like he has a really great attitude.
But you see where it comes from? I'm not a huge proponent of religion in general because I think a lot of religions not necessarily achieve what they set out to. But spirituality, I'm a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
He had faith.
Right.
He has faith. He has faith that it'll all work out. He has faith that there's a bigger plan than just this, that this isn't all there is.
And his photos on Facebook are amazing.
I would love to be ripped like him. I mean, the guy looks great.
He does look good.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get back on the topic here of what we need to talk about. Sunscreens.
You've been telling me that sunscreens are no good for you.
Right? I tell you all the time. As a matter of fact, you gave me some face cream when I started taking care of my skin. Johan, you'll be happy to hear that I take very good care of my skin. You gave me some face creams, and the other night I found out that they have SPS 15 in them, and I gave it back to you. I said, I don't want that.
Yes, you did.
And I said, and you said, why? And I said, because I don't want those agents on my face so close to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always suspected there are specific sunscreen agents that have been linked to cancers, causing cancers. Your body absorbs this stuff. And so I have always been a proponent of not using sunscreen. And then you know what the interesting thing is? I read an article about 5 years ago. I think it was in a magazine called Ode, O-D-E,
mm-hmm.
that talked about the whole myth of sunscreen and skin cancer from the sun. And what they pointed out was that Africans who live in Africa
right.
do not develop skin cancer at the rate that Africans who move to the United States develop skin cancer. Now, one could say there's something else going on here, but they get more sun exposure close to the equator than we do here. What they do here is they use sunscreens because the media, the dermatologists, everybody's, oh, you got to use sunscreen, protect your skin. It's like, why weren't people 100 years ago getting skin cancer when they worked and toiled in the fields for 10 hours a day under the sun? What's different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the big difference is the rise in use of sunscreen.
Well, the Environmental Working Group did an assessment of 1,700 products, and only 20% of the sunscreens that they tested on the market did the job that they were supposed to do safely and effectively.
Safely and effectively.
Right.
Interesting. Now, didn't you also say that there was a linkage to certain specific types of cancers when sunscreens were used?
No. Did you read that somewhere?
Yeah, I thought I heard you say this morning that sunscreens may actually cause the proliferation of certain cancers because of the blocking of vitamin D production in the skin. I heard you read that.
Says here that sunscreens has no proven effect on basal cell carcinomas.
Now, that's like statin drugs. Like that's just like the whole, well, cholesterol drugs prevent heart disease, and now they're finally coming out and going, hey, you know what? There may not be a link between cholesterol and heart disease. We've known that for years on this show.
Right. They listed a few that were in the Hall of Shame that were really bad. The Hawaiian Tropic Baby Stick sunscreen, which I find terrible because it's for babies. And people are using it thinking they're doing a good thing. Aveeno Baby Continuous Protection Sun Protector 55 and Banana Boat Sport Performance Active Max Pro Protect Sun Protector 110.
You know what? And I used to use banana boat on my kids because it was said that that was the best stuff you could use for your children.
On here it says the best, and according to the Environmental Working Group, is elemental herbs, Kiss My Face, and Cabana Skincare's Green Screen Organic.
Those probably don't have any of the titanium and the aluminum oxide and all those agents that they use for sunscreening, which work. They're effective. But who the heck wants to absorb the particulate matter that's in them? Who wants to absorb titanium?
Exactly.
And that stuff is so small that it's absorbable.
Well, did you know that the FDA was supposed to finalize their safety standards since 1978 about sunscreens?
Since 1978.
Since 1978, they were supposedly finishing and finalizing their safety standards,
well,
and they haven't.
In the FDA's defense, they've been really, 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 really busy.
What have they been busy with?
Chasing the raw milk farmers down for spilling little bits of milk on the ground and having toxic effects to the earth. And what else have they been doing? Busy chasing the supplement industry around, trying to wrangle them in so that the pharmaceutical industry, their buddies, can consume the supplement industry. What else have they been doing? I mean, since 78? Are you joking? 30 years?
And it says here, there's no consensus on whether sunscreens prevent skin cancer. The Food and Drug Administration's 2007 draft, they did a draft, on sunscreen regulations says that the FDA is not aware of data demonstrating that sunscreen use alone helps prevent skin cancer.
And it can't prevent skin cancer. It cannot. Because we would have had skin cancer 150 years ago when people were in the sun all the time.
Okay, you were right. There's some evidence that sunscreens might increase the risk of the deadliest form of skin cancer for some people.
You know who turned me on to that concept? Bill Sardi wrote a book, and I forget the name of the book exactly. It was something like, "No, there's no need to be afraid of cancer," or "Don't be afraid of cancer any longer." And it's a huge book. It's a great book. And I was reading in there that there is evidence that the downregulation of vitamin D as a result of sunscreen actually sets the skin up to promote cancer from the sun, that it's vitamin D's it's vitamin D's chemoprotective value that keeps you from getting skin cancer. And we know that vitamin D is chemoprotective because Wake Forest University discovered a mouse 7 years ago that they tried to give cancer to. All of the litter mates got cancer, but there's one mouse they couldn't get it to get cancer. When they tested the mouse, they found out that the mouse had exceedingly high levels of hydroxy D levels, of, you know, vitamin D levels. So they started to breed this particular mouse, and they bred a group of mice that are resistant to all cancer. And guess what those mice do? They overproduce vitamin D. So vitamin D is very chemoprotective. Well, when you use sunscreen, it shuts down your body's ability to produce vitamin D in the skin. So it's actually promoting skin cancer.
Right. I'll skip the third one, but the fourth one here was too little sun might be harmful, reducing the body's vitamin D levels.
There you go. I mean, it's this whole idea that we need, it's just, you know what? When it doesn't make sense, you have to have the courage to say to the TV personalities, like Sally Fields pushing Boniva, you have to have the courage to say, you don't know what you're talking about. I know more about my own health than you do.
Okay, I got to read this. Experts disagree on the solution. The American Medical Association recommends 10 minutes of direct sun without sunscreen several times a week. However, the American Academy of Dermatologists holds that there is no scientifically validated safe threshold level of UV exposure from the sun that allows for maximal vitamin D synthesis without increasing skin cancer risk.
Oh, you know what? I don't need them to tell me. My great-grandfather worked in the fields, and he didn't get skin cancer. He died at 96. I mean, I don't need the Dermatologists Association, which is in the business of promoting dermatology, to tell me that there's no safe amounts of sun. I mean, for crying out loud, we've been in the sun for thousands of years.
It also says vitamin D supplements are the alternative. However, there is a debate on the proper amount.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Once again, you got to turn your back on these idiots. Do we want to talk anything else about sunscreen? Because that brings me to my next.
Can I say one more
yes,
thing?
Yes, please. Take your time.
The common sunscreen ingredient, vitamin A, may speed the development of cancer. Is that what you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, retinol.
Retinol.
Yeah, right. Because vitamin A has been linked to stem cell differentiation.
Then why do they prescribe it for your face?
Well, it's good for your skin. It's good for your skin, but it also promotes the differentiation of stem cells, and cancer has its own group of stem cells, so any stem cell will be aided by this particular vitamin A.
Just let me read this. Europe has better sunscreens, it says. And it also says this is the 34th summer in a row without final U.S. sunscreen safety regulation.
Yeah.
34 years.
And Europe, and Elisa read that this morning and said, we have to move to Europe. And I agree. Okay. On that note, I want to talk about a new award we're giving out on Superhuman Radio. It's a little crude, but I think it's very fitting. It's called the Douchebag Award, and it's going to go to select doctors. If you have a story about a physician who really applies total idiocy to treating you or a loved one, I want to know about it. Eric Payne sent me a message that started this, and actually Alex Wapretsky sent me one as well, all in the same week, and that made me decide to do this. Okay? Okay, so, and actually, probably Dr. Oz should be the first one to ever receive the Douchebag Award. We'll probably give him one later on in the year. But anyway, the first Douchebag Award goes to Dr. Kelly Sabin, S-A-B-I-N. I don't know what state she's in. But Eric Payne's dad, who is not feeling well. He's got apparently some problems. He's lethargic, low energy, blah, 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 blah. So, of course, Eric is a fan of the show. He says to his dad, ask your doctor to run this panel of male hormone tests on you. Estradiol and thyroid panel and blah, blah, blah. Well, he goes to his doctor and says, this is what I want. And she refused to run the test. She refused to run an estrogen test and said it wasn't important. Then, I'm reading right from his email, then goes on to scare my dad by saying, as men age, get ready for this, folks, because when I heard this, I really would like to send Dr. Kelly Sabin like a book from Dr. Morgenthaler about testosterone and men's health. She says, it goes on to scare my dad by saying, as men age, their testosterone drops for a good reason. And it's to reduce the risk of stroke and heart attacks. This is exactly opposite to all the research out there. Dr. Sabin, get your head out of your ass and read a book, for crying out loud. When's the last time you cracked a book? When you were in school? Aren't you reading any of the research coming out that shows that men with the lowest testosterone levels have a higher degree of heart attacks than men with high testosterone levels? How can you tell a patient this kind of a lie? This is atrocious.
Do you know how to contact her?
I don't want to because I think I would burn her eyebrows off with the things I would say to her.
Could we send her a book?
Yeah, let's send her a book. We should send her Dr. Morgenthaler's book about men and testosterone. She goes on to tell him that there's no reason to believe his estrogen would be elevated. And then he points out some things that should be obvious to her that are indications of elevated testosterone. Then Eric goes on to say, I asked him, what did you say to her when she refused you these tests? He says he tried to argue, but she just shut him down and essentially headed for the door. A doctor's best friend is the door. When they don't want to talk to you anymore, they turn, they put their hand out for the doorknob, and they say goodbye. This is how doctors treat their patients when they're douchebag doctors. Okay, but keep on the statin drugs, your cholesterol and your blood pressure, she told them, because you don't want those to go up. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, this is obviously coming from Eric, and I believe that he's accurate on what he's saying, because this sounds like what doctors do. If, in fact, Dr. Kelly Sabin did this, you should be ashamed of yourself. I hope that someone in your family is treated the same way by a physician someday, someone close and near and dear to you. Because maybe then you'll understand what it feels like when someone has to deal with a douchebag doctor. Go back to school, read a book, do something, and learn something. Give your patients their money's worth, for crying out loud. Oh, my God. Now, the second douchebag award goes to a doctor that is going to remain unnamed, not because I'm afraid to say their name, but my good friend Alex Wapretsky couldn't get the name, but wrote this on my Facebook. Carl, I thought I would share this with you. One of my female clients who was on a drug for a few years trying to get Prego, obviously probably HCG because that is the go-to fertility drug that they give women, has been making some good progress, but I feel it should be better. So I told her to get blood work done and gave her a list, a Life Extension magazine, and all the tests that she needed to have done. Her general doctor said no, and as did her gynecologist. The girl has not had a period in a year. Now think about that. She hasn't had a period. She's a young girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The gyno said he would not check her levels until it was 2 years with no period. Now imagine this. Imagine this. If you're not having a period, your estrogen levels potentially could be in the dirt as testosterone levels. Her body is unnecessarily being exposed to damaging effects right now, not being protected by estrogen testosterone, especially her brain. She's at risk of developing Parkinson's disease and other neurological diseases. I am inflamed at these doctors. These doctors are idiots. They're putting this girl's health at risk.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, one of the doctors apparently asked, unless you had unusual body hair growth, your hormones were okay, which is not true. Body hair growth is only indicative of high androgen levels like DHEA and testosterone. It's called hirsutism. Now, needless to say, she's making an appointment with my doctor. But interestingly enough, when the doctor asked her why she wanted all this done, she said, my personal trainer told me to do this. And he just laughed and shook his head. Shame on you. This is the exact complex that gets doctors in bad shape. They think they're God. They think they know better. Well, let me tell you something, doctor, if you're listening. The only difference between you and someone that you treat are the books that you've read. And if they're spending time educating themselves about one specific niche area, as opposed to the multitude of areas that you think you know about, they may actually be more intelligent about their particular case than you. You were not given any special talents at birth that made you a doctor. It was your education that makes you a doctor. And guess what? Many of us are autodidactic. We can educate ourselves and quite often without letters after our name, know more about these things than you. So shame on you for dismissing this girl and the idea that her personal trainer may have actually given her better advice than you're giving her. Shame on you. You, nameless doctor, nameless gynecologist, you too also get the douchebag awards today. Send me your address and I'll mail them to you.
Well, it's just like Dr. Oz when he asked Gary Taubes if he was a doctor.
Yeah, right. Right.
So right. What does that mean?
You know what? I wait and pray for the day when having an MD after your name means about the same amount as the guy who gives you the token when you go to the subway and buy tokens to get on the train. Doctors are quickly losing their reputation because, and for one reason only, because they're no longer being doctors. They are pushers for the medical or for the pharmaceutical agenda. They stop using their brains and all they do is push these drugs. And the light is coming out now. Everybody knows that statin drugs are no good for you. In fact, they don't prevent heart attacks. So all you doctors that have been lockstep and not questioning, gee, is this really good for my patients? You're the group that's going to go down the tube when they flush this big toilet on the pharmaceutical industry in the United States.
I hope so.
Oh, it's going to happen. There are good doctors out there.
I know.
They're going to rise to the top because there's doctors out there that actually listen to their patients, don't insult their patients, actually do research. Say, you know, let me look into that. They go out, they get on PubMed, they look at new research, and they actually treat their patients instead of just going, here, these are the pills that were just dropped off by the pretty girl from the pharmaceutical company today. Why don't you try these? I think these will work for you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Okay, so that's it. That's the officially the first official Superhuman Radio Douchebag Awards have been given out. Dr. Oz, you'll get yours. Don't be upset. You'll get yours soon enough.
All right. Do we have to take a break? I have a question from a listener.
Yes, I do have to take a break. We're going long today, but it's okay. We'll take our last commercial break, and then we'll come back, and we'll answer the listener's question and finish up. I think I have a voicemail to play also.
Yes.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll take this break, and I'll calm down. Be right back. Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. This is the part of the show where we read your emails and play your voicemails.
Right. And I have one from Sergio Hernandez.
Okay.
His question is, if I eat raw eggs, are farm fresh eggs safer to eat than conventional eggs as far as salmonella goes?
I personally don't think there's very much difference in the potential for salmonella. I think you're probably slightly better with farm fresh eggs, just because conventional eggs have the opportunity to sit around a lot longer than farm fresh. You know, usually getting farm fresh eggs pretty quickly after they come out of the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this personal belief that if that salmonella is way overplayed, it happens in eggs that are starting to rot, rotten eggs, and you can usually smell a rotten egg. It has a foul smell.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's ever cracked one open, it has a very strong sulfur smell. I think that farm fresh eggs are also better to eat than conventional eggs because conventional eggs, by and large, even the ones that say that they're cage-free or what's the other one? Free range. I think that those chickens are given things that they shouldn't be given. They're given artificial diets. I don't buy that vegetarian diet. Chickens are not vegetarians. Chickens eat worms.
Ew.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, you take a chicken and turn it loose. And you said you had chickens when you were a kid. My brothers did. What do chickens do when they're left? Don't they peck?
They peck everything.
Yeah. So
they pecked at my fingernails.
Yeah. Anything is. Hey, look. If they can fit it in their beak, it's food.
I know.
They eat pebbles to help them digest. They eat worms. They eat their own poop from time to time. So
ew.
This idea that a vegetarian diet is a natural diet. Goes hand in hand with what we just did about the pet show, that, you know, feeding corn to dogs is a good thing, scientific thing. So I think that farm fresh eggs are your best bet for anything you're doing with eggs, period, end of story. Raw, cooked, you know, soft boiled, whatever.
Okay. And his next question is, why do you guys never talk about eating pork?
Okay.
If the pigs are pasture raised and eat veggies, fruits, peas, barley, would you consider eating it?
I have eaten pork in the past. I don't eat pork now that I understand how 99% of the pigs are raised. Pigs are one of the most robust of all farm animals. They can withstand amazing, environmental pressures.
Mm-hmm.
They are the closest to humans. That's why we use pig thyroid as, you know, Armour Thyroid is Armour. The same company that makes Armour hot dogs and Armour bacon makes Armour Thyroid, which is the go-to thyroid hormone that people take for anti-aging, you know, purposes of thyroid replacement. Also, a pig's digestive system is almost identical to ours in function and layout. So, but pigs are very, very robust, and they can withstand a lot of environmental damage. As such, people who raise pigs feed them crap. I mean, literally. When I lived in Las Vegas, they had a separate dumpster that they used to throw food waste, and the pig farmer out in Nye County used to come and pick those up, and they would feed, and there was cigarette butts in there, filters and all. There was rotting food in there, hot dogs and pork and so on. There was all sorts of stuff in there, and pigs ate that. And a lot of it was processed. It was processed foods with nitrates and chemicals and dyes in it. And they just feed that stuff to pigs. As a matter of fact, See's Candy, which is in Henderson, Nevada,
mm-hmm.
used to give all of their rotting old oxidized chocolate candy to that pig farmer. They used to feed the pigs the chocolate, too. They feed pigs anything, and pigs will eat anything. And interestingly enough, because they're so robust, they can survive on just about anything. With that being said, U.S. Wellness Meats, who no longer advertises, but I have to promote them for this one reason, they have what are known as heritage pork. These are humanely raised pigs that eat a natural diet that pigs are supposed to eat, foraging for truffles and eating grass and so on. They're smaller pigs as a result. They're not the big 400-pound swine that you see raised on these conventional farms. They're smaller pigs, but they are raised the way pigs are supposed to be raised. And if I was going to eat pork, I would absolutely go for that particular pork. I can't get pork locally through my farmer. He doesn't raise pigs because raising large numbers of pigs requires a lot of management. Their waste is toxic, especially these conventional pigs. They actually had a problem in Nevada with a literal pool of poop from that pig farmer I was just talking about.
Uh-huh.
They had to call hazmat in to clean up the toxic waste from the pig poop. And that, don't forget, those pigs are eating garbage.
That's disgusting.
I know, it is disgusting. So that's why we don't talk about pork, because it's really hard today to get good pork. Most farmers won't raise pigs. Cows are easy. Chickens are easy. And when you do find them, they're far away, and you have to pay a lot of money for really good, quote-unquote, edible pork, in my opinion.
Well, do they give the pigs antibiotics and things?
Oh, absolutely.
Just like they do the cows?
Everything. Pigs get it all. Poor pigs, because they're so strong, because they're so robust, because they're so resistant to environmental toxins and damage, they just give them anything. They'll feed them lead if they could. They may be doing it. Who knows?
Does Trader Joe's carry a pork that doesn't?
No.
They don't?
No. Okay. They don't. I would eat more pork if I trusted it. I'm afraid of pork in this day and age. I just feel like those poor pigs are just, and that's why it's so far, that's why U.S. Wellness Meats has cornered the market on this heritage pork, humanely raised pork.
I haven't had pork. I can't tell you. I don't ever remember eating pork.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Pork has been a confounding animal protein since the beginning of time. I believe that those religions that don't condone pork, like the Judaism and the Muslims, they don't eat pork and so on. I don't think it's because God didn't want us to eat pigs. I think that the wise men back then, which were all the learned individuals that could read, were religious scholars back then, because the only books back then were about religion. So I think a lot of people got sick and died from eating undercooked pork, because you can get trichinosis, which is resident in pork muscle meat quite often. Trichinosis is a small worm. It's a parasite that lodges in your muscles and grows in there. It stays in there. It lives off of you. It's a parasite. And you can get that from eating rare or raw pork, they say. And I think that these religious scholars thought, well, we got a lot of people getting sick from eating improperly cooked, improperly handled pork. What do we do? I know. Let's say God forbids it, and then they'll stop eating it. And I really think that that's where the whole don't eat, you know, the cloven hoofed animal came from. I really don't think that God had anything against pigs. So, anyway, that's just my opinion. It's probably wrong.
I'm sure you'll find out if it is.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get flamed for that one.
Didn't you have a listener call in?
Yeah. Actually, this was from Rob Regish. Rob Regish was on the show. He is the guy who wrote the blueprint that we talked about on the show, which he sent us a book, and you're going to be doing the blueprint at some point in the near future, correct?
I am.
Okay. And I only listened to part of this, so I'll be interested to hear what the whole thing is. But he commended me during the show because I gave him some advice. Let's see what he says.
Paul, Rob Regish, the blueprint guy. Hey, on your tip, on your advice, I went to Play It Again Sports and picked up an inversion table. Brother, I can't thank you enough. I'm hanging upside down right now, and I'm loving every minute of it. Paid half price of what I would have paid at Dick's. My only question for you is, how long is too long? Because I built up to 15 minutes real quick. I'm on my way to 30. So I'm sure there's a point where it's too much, unfortunately for me. That's been my problem in life. Too much of anything is never enough. But anyway, wanted to say thank you. Okay, give me a call whenever you can. 860.
We'll stop that right there, because I don't think he wants his number going out over the air. Okay, how much is too much? I don't think there can, you can... I don't think you can have too much hanging upside down. If you have the time in your day to hang upside down for a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour, I say do it. Most of us can't stand to be upside down that long. I mean, I worked up to a half hour when I was in Arizona. I haven't hung upside down in a quite long time.
I'd really like to get one of those inversion tables.
Well, there you go. We go to Play It Again Sports and get one for half price. I say we do it today.
Good idea.
You know, the way I look at it is this. We hung upside down for the first 9 months of our life. 9 months.
Yes.
So if you can hang upside down for an hour, more power to you. Do it. There's yogis and swamis out there that stand on their heads for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours meditating.
That's true.
So I say do it for as long as you can. If you can do it, Rob, for an hour, do it for an hour.
I also have, let's see, trying to think who it was that told me that the best time to hang is right before bed to get the blood vessels in the brain dilated, to get the blood rushing into the skull, nourishes the brain, opens up pathways, and then you go to bed. And so I'm trying to think who told me that. It was a guy I interviewed years ago. And obviously, I'm not hanging upside down enough to have a good memory right now. Maybe I better get hang upside down before the next show. What else we have to talk about, lovely Elisa Profumo?
I think that's it for now.
Is that it? We covered everything then?
We did. Okay. There's no show Monday, right?
No show Monday. It is a holiday. That's right. There's a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I say you go out and have fun, but do it the superhuman radio way.
That's right.
Make sure you work in a couple workouts this weekend.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm sorry. We'll see you Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.